And it's time for the new and exciting game that's sweeping the country. This is Power Play, brought to you by Eco Beans and Greens. Hearty-sized portions with a mouthful of flavors in the Blue Mall, South Burlington.
All right, Brady, first of all, tell us who was our qualifier. Let's get that out of the way.
Who was our qualifier? Oh, it was Mike Lorenz from Essex.
All right, Mike Lorenz of Essex. Congratulations on the qualifier for the, what is it called, the Ultimate All-Star Pick'em game?
Choose your All-Star game. My goodness.
I was close. I was close.
I don't foresee Arnie's future as a promotions director.
No. I could be a game show host. Tell them what they've won, Arnie. Yes. Well, they win some tickets to something. Something like that. They win
I don't know what this show is called.
I don't know, but they win something.
He has to write down the word huddle to know what the show's called.
All right. We got a good, because the phone lines were ringing like crazy.
They still are.
I know. So we, for some reason, we have one line open. For Power Play, the new and exciting game sweeping the country. So call in now. A couple lines already filled up. So get in now. 802-655-6672, 655-6672.
Now, I was heading down to Fairhaven for the football broadcast last Friday. Did you get a winner?
We did.
Yes.
So that's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
No. It's 1 week in a row.
What was it? Basically true or false?
Yes. True false.
Oh, it was true false.
Like,
okay.
We live in Vermont. True false. Okay. It was... Well, it wasn't that hard. I don't want to embellish. We did do footballs played on a football field.
Ira was there for that.
And that one was true.
Yeah.
Few people got that one wrong, but that's okay. We worked through that, and we dumbed it down again. Also,
no, I did not. I made this one harder, but not too hard.
There's a couple of gimmies.
Well, one of the answers is UVM, which is University of Vermont. In case people don't know that around here, UVM, and since they're playing Kentucky. The other answer is Kentucky.
Right.
And the third answer is neither. So UVM, Kentucky, or neither. UVM, Kentucky, or neither. So if I said to you, Rich, this school is in the state of Vermont, you would say, think about it for a second. You would say,
Vermont.
You see, look how good.
See?
Rich is at this game.
He's never missed one.
You've never missed one.
I wish that was the case.
And
in college.
Never get a winner. I don't understand this. If I said to you, this school, Brady, is located in Lexington. You would say what to that?
Well, I would say Kentucky.
Okay, you see, people, why do you have to make it harder? I mean, if Richard Brady get every question right every time I ask him, I don't understand. Rich, if I said to you, Arnie played his college basketball at this school, you would say...
That would be neither.
Because I didn't play at Vermont or Kentucky.
No, or anywhere else.
But I could have.
Of course, I could have.
You were better than Steve Kerr.
I was better than Steve Kerr. So the answer would be neither. So those are the three answers. Vermont, Kentucky, or neither? I don't know. Do we have all the phone lines lit?
No, not all yet. We got Travis on
waiting.
Because
we got so many people that are hanging up because they're like, oh, this is so hard. No. Don't. Look, people, we dumbed it down. It's Vermont. If I said Ernie Duncan plays on this team, you would say?
Vermont.
Come on, people. 802-655-6672. 655-6672. $25 gift card. Thanks to our friends over at Eco Bean and Greens in the Blue Mall. They are the proud sponsor for Power Play, the new and exciting game sweeping the country. So those are the three possible. You know what? We'll just have Travis play.
Yeah.
And then we won't have anybody else play. Because I know what you guys try to do. You try to wait to get all the answers.
Right.
And then you call it, but we dumbed it down. So, once again, UVM, Kentucky.
Don't you going to go through your whole thing that I love?
Oh, yes. Let me go through the whole thing. Okay. So we ask you a question. If you get that question wrong, you'll hear this. And we move on. If you come on there and go, wait a minute, you're going too fast, we don't care. You'll hear this. And we move on. If you go, wait a minute, question four is wrong, you're probably right, but we don't care. And you'll hear this. And we move on. If you get a question right, we ask you another. If you get all 10 questions right, you get that $25 gift card. Thanks to our friends over at Eco Bean and Greens in the Blue Mall. They are the proud sponsor for Power Play, the new and exciting game sweeping the country.
We think they're proud.
We think they're proud. So, without further ado, it is time... for Power Play. Don't tell me we still have another line open.
We're good.
Thank goodness for that. All right, we start with Travis. Travis, are you ready for Power Play?
Travis, are you there?
I can hear him breathe. I hear the car driving.
Are you not Travis?
What's your name? I hear you driving. Don't you hear the car on the road? The guy's driving.
No, Travis. How about Tom?
All right, let's try Tom. Watch, this is Travis. Tom! Is this Tom?
This is Tom.
Okay. Right. Can you pretend you're Travis? Okay. Sure. Tom, Tom, are you ready for power play?
I'm here.
What are the three answers, Tom?
Vermont, Kentucky, both.
Okay. Confidence level very, very low because he doesn't know any of the three answers.
Well, he's got two of them, right?
Knowing two of the three answers isn't going to cut it. It's Vermont, Kentucky, or neither.
Neither. Okay. I don't know my kids.
Confidence level still very low.
Okay.
All right. Still, here we go. Here, we'll see. Established in 1865.
Kentucky.
Wow.
He guessed
that
one.
How do you know that?
The school motto is, for studies and honest pursuits.
Neither.
Okay. I just knew.
Nobody got that. Wow.
We got to go back to true false.
Does he really know that Kentucky was established in 1865?
No.
But the way he answered it, he was very confident.
Oh, he was confident, but he didn't know the answer.
We got Michael.
We got to go back to true false. We got to just go back to true.
Just to true.
Just to true. Just true.
Michael?
Michael, are you ready for power play?
Sure.
Confidence level very low.
I didn't even.
What are the three possible answers?
Kentucky, UVM, neither.
I like to say it does neither.
Yes.
You know, potato.
I don't
potato.
Like that.
You don't
like
neither.
It's the same word.
Here we go. School motto is for studies and other honest pursuits.
Kentucky.
Okay, thank you. We're done with the game. We got a winner. I don't understand. How would
Why don't
you.
Why don't we just ask one question? That'll
we
dumb it down.
Live in Vermont. How do you not know about the UVM? That's what I don't understand. How about if I say the school's like 5 miles from here? Would they get it right?
That question you asked.
Or is that question seven?
That's the first time I've ever heard that school called that. Ever. And I've lived here for how many years?
You give the answer now, Rich. They know the answer.
Well, you just, by a process of elimination, you've got it.
I know that. And they're still going to get it wrong. Do we have lines open? 802?
We have lines open.
Oh, well, then the hell with the game.
They're afraid.
802-655-6672, 655-6672. I still hear some guy driving in the car. Do you not hear that?
Yes, I do.
The guy is just driving in his car, and I keep going, hello, caller. Hello, caller. We'll give you $1 million if you want to win a prize. Doesn't answer me. Like I'm
too
like
busy tailgating and running stops.
Yeah, it's like, are you talking to me? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we got Mark.
All right, let's try Mark. Mark, are you ready for power play, Mark?
I am ready.
What are the three answers?
Wow.
I like that.
Through the roof.
What are the three answers, Mark?
Kentucky, UVM, and neither.
I like Mark.
Wow. We got a winner. We got a winner. That's all you need to do. What is your name? Mark. We've got a winner. All right, here we go. Established in 1865.
Kentucky.
School motto is for studies and other honest pursuits.
University of Vermont.
There you go.
Oh, that was good. He got
that
one.
That's news to me.
Has more undergraduate schools within the university.
Vermont.
Yeah, this is like dominoes. It's like pulling teeth, this game, isn't it?
How about Paul?
A much bigger school.
Pulling teeth is what
How about this Paul?
Is. Paul!
All right, Paul.
Paul, are you ready for power play? Okay, you see, that's probably Travis. We should play power play on the text line. I think that'd be better. Have people answer on the text line.
If you can get into the show correctly and answer when we talk to you, you win.
Maybe we should not do 10 questions anymore. Maybe we should just do 5. I mean, they don't get 5 right.
Right.
We haven't gotten 2. You got 2 right now.
I think
now.
We got to the 5th about 4 weeks ago.
And you know what's so funny is? Wouldn't that be funny is the guy that got the motto for the UVM? I think that was the provost that called it.
Yeah.
No, I think
where
it was. I think it was him.
I think we got Glenn.
Glenn is on the line. Glenn, are you ready for power play?
Yes, I am.
What are the three answers, Glenn?
UVM, Kentucky, or neither.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Glenn.
Yes, I like Glenn, too.
Sounds very confident.
I like Glenn.
School motto is for studies and other honors pursuits.
That's UVM.
Established in 1865.
Kentucky.
Has more undergraduate schools within the university.
Kentucky.
Nice.
School was founded the same year as its home state was admitted to the Union.
Neither.
No, but that's the logical answer for that. What are the odds of that happening?
Well, you're not going to...
All right.
I mean, if you guess on your SAT, they always tell you if it's a long question, you never...
Right.
You could make up a... If you could make up a baloney question or an answer in a short question. So you always guess that. A long one means it's true. Didn't you ever learn that?
I know. It's
well, now you know that.
70 years since I took
How
an
about
SAT.
Dave?
All right, Dave.
Dave, are you ready for power play?
Bring it.
What?
Bring it.
Is this Big Dave?
Is this Big Dave?
No, different Dave.
All this right. is what, different Dave.
What, different Dave? What are the three answers, different Dave?
Vermont, Kentucky, neither.
Oh, I like different yeah, Dave. I think you're very confident. Sure. Here we go. Established in 1865.
Kentucky.
School motto is for studies and other honest pursuits.
UVM.
Has more undergraduate schools within the university.
Kentucky.
School was founded the same year that its home state was admitted to the Union.
UVM.
Nice.
Has more undergraduate schools. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, I did that one.
Wait, we did that one. Yeah. Well, we'll skip five. Has a chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha.
Oh, UVM.
Has seven dining halls.
UVM.
No, there you go.
Ridiculous question.
And by the way, all you have to do is get nine questions right.
I have a tenth.
Well, that's okay. Nobody's going to get nine.
No, how about nine?
Yeah, let's just do nine.
What a ridiculous. Who came up with that question? How is anyone supposed to know that?
How about Adam?
About seven dining halls?
Yeah.
How about Adam?
Yeah, that is tough.
Just keep in mind in some of these that Kentucky's a much larger university.
Yeah, they don't have seven dining halls here. Does Al's French fries count as a dining hall?
For some.
Let's go to Adam. Is it Adam you said?
It's Adam.
Adam, are you ready for power play?
I am ready.
What are the three answers, Adam?
UVM, Kentucky, neither.
Boy, everybody says neither yeah. around here. They're like very snooty people.
Oh, yeah, that's what makes them snooty.
Very snotty. Yeah. Established in 1865.
Kentucky.
School motto is for studies and other honest pursuits.
UVM.
Has more undergraduate schools within the university.
Kentucky.
School was founded the same year that its home state was admitted to the Union.
UVM.
Yeah. Has a chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha.
UVM.
Has seven dining halls.
Kentucky.
Nice.
Mascot's name is Big Cat.
UVO. Oh, my.
Wait a minute. Even
no.
finish.
Wait. Let's check with the judges, please. Judges.
You're brutal.
Wait, let's double check with the judges. Double check, judges. All right, what can I do?
My gosh, this is worse than Jeopardy.
No, Jeopardy sometimes overturns it. I was going to say Alex Trebek says, we made a mistake. We're going to add 1,500 and give you another 1,500. I've seen him say that.
Poor guy.
All right, one more time. Check the judges one more time, Alex Trebek. No, I'm sorry,
wrong
Rich.
Show, but okay.
They're very tough. The judges, I said, if you say it, you're out.
But he just said UV.
UV?
Maybe there were some UV rays in his eyes.
Well, one more. This is it. John.
In the pitch.
John, are you ready for power play?
I'm ready.
Nah, confidence level off.
Nah, he's got a good phone line. I like
that. Okay, here we go. Established in 1865.
Kentucky.
School motto is for studies and other honest pursuits.
Vermont.
School was founded the same year as his home state was admitted to the Union.
Vermont.
All right, I see how I mixed that question.
Yeah.
Has more undergraduate schools within the university.
Kentucky.
Has a chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha.
UVM.
Nice.
Has seven dining halls.
Kentucky.
Mascot's name is Big Cat.
Kentucky.
You got him on that one, Brady. That's a good one.
That is. No, it's deceiving.
It is. I
because
have...
they're both cats.
Yes. And all right. Well, let me go through the answers here. Established in 1865, that is Kentucky.
UVM was 1791.
Wow.
So we're older. We must have a better basketball team then.
Of course. Yeah. School motto is for studies and other honest pursuits at UVM. Can they change that?
It's a Latin. It's Latin, actually. That's just the English translation.
What is the Latin termination?
I don't remember.
Carpe diem? Yeah. Like that seize the moment.
The seize the day.
E pluribus unum.
It could be seize the moment, too.
E pluribus unum is the one of New York.
That's all I know.
Has more undergraduate schools within the university. That's Kentucky.
Yes.
School was founded the same year its home state was admitted to the Union. That's UVM.
1791.
Wow.
Well, the answer would be Vermont, but whatever. Has a chapter of the Pike House. That's Pi Kappa Alpha, right? That's
yes.
UVM. Notice I know my...
There's Pi Kappa everything else at Kentucky, but not Alpha.
Okay, well...
Like Pi Kappa Epsilon.
Okay, well, what's the Pike House? Is that Pike...
I have no... I'm not in Greek life. You and your buddy Keg and Rover and whoever...
Keg and Resin and all those guys.
Keg and Resin.
And, geez, I forgot everybody else's name. Has seven dining halls. That's Kentucky. Mascot's name is Big Cat. That's neither.
That is neither.
What are the names?
Rally. And... is UVM and Kentucky's is Scratch.
Can we change Rowley's name to something else?
No.
Like Arnie or something?
Yeah, Arnie.
That'd be a better name. School offers 18 varsity sports. We never got to that because you guys are so bad at this game. That's UVM. And listed as one of the original eight public Ivy schools in the nation.
Yeah.
Kentucky? No, that's UVM also.
That's the only gimme in the whole thing.
Thanks to our friends over at Eco Bean and Greens in the Blue Mall for sponsoring Power Play. Eco Bean and Greens, the perfect place for lunch or dinner, whether you're an athlete who's looking for that nutritionally balanced meal after a good workout, or someone like me who's just looking for a man-sized portion. Big flavors. You got to try them. They have it all. I'm hooked on the beef barbacoa ball. It's packed with lots of heat and flavor paired. I get it with a smoothie. They have smoothies there also. So thanks again to our friends over at Eco Bean and Greens in the Blue Mall in South Burlington. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, this is Jeff Paul, host of Sports Saturday. Bernie's on assignment this week in Lexington, Kentucky with the Vermont men's basketball team. He joins us live at 11:20 to tell us what we can expect from the Cats as they invade Rupp Arena. Sports Saturday this Saturday and every